Good morning, everyone. Gary Allen coming to you live from the studios of KNBR 680 San Francisco. On the program this morning, we have Justin Kitch, CEO and co-founder of Homestead Technologies. They're one of the survivors of the dot-com bust, here to give us some insight into what's happening in the world of websites and so much more. All that and more on Northern California's favorite business talk show, Gary Allen on Business, on KNBR 680, the business and sports leader. When your world's on fire, that's
fine. I don't care if the sun don't shine. Gary Radnich.
Jim, tell me one more time. You don't sit there and hope that a 19-year-old or an 18-year-old crumbles to the ice. Jim.
I do.
Jim, you realize how miserable you are?
You're despicable.
Are you a single man?
Gary Radnich.
Are you a single man?
I care not to comment on that.
Weekday mornings, 9:30 till noon.
Hey, listen, if you know yourself, go with your heart, Jim, whatever way it is.
I do.
On KNBR 680.
Now you can say what you want to say, but ain't but one power here today. Black power, white power, gone away, and green power is here to stay. Money talks and foot walks.
Everyone, Gary Allen coming to you live from the studios of KNBR 680 San Francisco. As I look out over the city this morning, the weather actually looks darn good out there. We got lots of sunshine. Should be a good time to go out during the day. Of course, keep it tuned to KNBR this morning. As always, I'd like to thank the fine men and women of the California Highway Patrol for allowing me to arrive at the studios this morning without any delays or complications. Working behind the glass, my producer Larry, and taking your phone calls is Tanika. You know, this is such a good time of year. Baseball back in full swing, spring training underway, and I'll be in Arizona in just a couple of days to check out some of the action. So I can't wait to celebrate my birthday once again later this week in the Valley of the Sun, watching a little Giants baseball. And thanks, by the way, for all the kind notes on the newsletter. And if you'd like to get your copy of the electronic newsletter, just send me an email at the station at the following address, GaryAllen@knbr.com. Once you send the email, you should receive your first copy of the newsletter within about a week. It'll be the one that's come out previously. And for those of you already on the mailing list, look for the next newsletter in the middle of the month. So if you'd like to start receiving that newsletter, just send me an email at GaryAllen@knbr.com. Let's do a quick review of some of the most interesting stories from the world of business this past week. Google on a roller coaster ride, of course, as the company experienced what it's like to really be a public company. Early in the week, the company's CFO at an investor conference responded to a question by saying that the firm's growth rates are slowing, and you see it every quarter. That little statement, which, by the way, is nothing, you know, something that's not new, surprising, it set off a hailstorm on Tuesday as shares plummeted as much as 13% within minutes. The company, of course, scrambled to put out a memo later in the day to clarify his remarks, while the CEO was trotted out on Thursday with more bullish remarks as well. The damage control, of course, worked quite well, with shares of the stock eliminating a good portion of that huge first-day drop. This story, by the way, is a good reminder of just how much of a tightrope high-flying stocks like Google are forced to walk. Wall Street has put such an unreasonable premium on the company, and yet the management has to try and meet those lofty goals each quarter. So welcome to the world of being a public company. For those of you with a BlackBerry, you can finally stop worrying about whether the service might get shut down through a court injunction. It looks like sanity finally has prevailed on both sides as the long-running feud between Research in Motion and NTP came to an agreement. Late yesterday, Research in Motion said it has agreed to pay NTP $612 million to settle the nasty patent dispute that's been going on for so long. The settlement, by the way, includes a licensing agreement with NTP that eliminates all legal disputes between the two companies. And with all of the time, effort, energy, and cost spent on this dispute, one really has to wonder why this deal took so long to complete. This is something that should have been completed long ago. And Wall Street, by the way, looking very kindly on the deal as shares of RIM jumped 19% in overnight trading on the news. In any event, the good news for those listeners out there who have a BlackBerry, you can stop worrying. The umbilical cord will remain attached. You can still get all of your email just about anywhere you ever want to get it. In other news, Intel issued a revenue warning for the quarter, blaming a slowdown in demand and a small loss in market share. And this is not too surprising, since over the years the semiconductor industry goes through cycles where Intel is either gaining or losing market share against its chief rival, AMD. Actually, the more interesting part of the story is the effect Intel's warning had on the overall stock market. Intel has for many years been one of the bellwethers of the market, for it's one of only a handful of companies that is in all three major averages, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500. In the old days when Intel caught a cold, the rest of the market suffered as well. But at least in this case, the market barely noticed that Intel had just checked in with a warning. And is this a trend where Intel becomes less of a market driver and more the role of just another mature, solid company? Only time will tell, but I did find it interesting. Meanwhile, Northwest Airlines has averted a potential strike by its pilots with the announcement of a tentative deal with the union. The move is a big step in helping the nation's fourth largest airline continuing its reorganization since it slipped into bankruptcy last September. Earlier in the week, by the way, Northwest announced a deal with a flight attendants union. That leaves only the machinist unions to settle with, and they are currently voting on a new contract. And for those of you who are Warren Buffett fans, the annual shareholder letter from the Sage is out as of this morning. It always makes for some interesting reading and provides some insight into one of the world's wealthiest men. I think the most interesting part of his annual letter, of course, is the candidness of it. There's always little gems inside the shareholder newsletter where Buffett shares some of his thoughts, takes the blame personally for things that didn't go right. And the one I'm going to point out to this year, it's on page 18 and page 19 of the shareholder letter. And in case you've never looked at one of these things, it's not like, you know, the typical in the front of the annual shareholders report where it's a one-page letter from the CEO. This thing runs like 22, 23, 25 pages. And anyway, the one thing I'd like you to take a look at is, if you're going to go take a look at this at all, is page 18 and 19 of the shareholder letter. The section that should be mandatory reading is entitled How to Minimize Investment Return. It nails it on the head, so if you can't get through the whole letter, just read that one section. It's an absolute thing of beauty. And unlike any other letter, as I said, from the chairman of a major public company, you will find real information and real insight in this letter. And I cannot think of another shareholder letter that is not the canned variety, which provides nothing more than we have a great company and I'm privileged to run it. You can find Buffett's shareholder letter, by the way, posted on the Berkshire Hathaway website. On the economic front, it was a mixed bag of reports throughout the week. The closely watched retail sales reports from chain stores was mostly in line with expectations. Retailers, though, did blame poor weather during February for the results. And finally, let's turn to the Wall Street and the weekly scoreboard. It turned out to be a choppy week of trading with the market unable to make much headway in either direction. At the end of the week, it turned out to be a mixed market. Checking the scoreboard for the week, the Dow fell 40 points to close at 11,061, while the S&P 500 slipped 2 points to close at 1287. And finally, the NASDAQ jumped 15 points to close the week at 2302. Don't turn that dial, folks. Up next, Justin Kitch, CEO and co-founder of Homestead Technologies. All that and much more straight ahead on Northern California's favorite business talk show, Gary Allen on Business on KNBR 680, the business and sports leader.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here from the KNBR Morning Show, here to talk to you about the sleep train and about savings. Right now, you can save even more on a luxurious brand-name mattress set. Sleep Train has received special pricing on some of the most popular beds by Sealy and Simmons, passing the savings on to you. You can save $300 on select Sealy Posturepedic or Simmons Beautyrest special purchase mattress sets, which means you can purchase a $1,199 queen set for only $899 with similar savings on other sizes. Plus, for a limited time, Sleep Train will give you a free 600 thread count sheet set. That's a $199 value when you purchase any Simmons Beautyrest, Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster, or the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. And do not forget, on approved credit, Sleep Train gives you 12 months free financing. No down, no monthly, no interest on any brand name mattress set. The best selection, the best price. The Sleep Train is always your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Michael McDonald has triumphed through his music, his remarkable voice, and his well-crafted songs. Michael McDonald brings his husky, passionate vocals to Dalton Town Hall at Jackson Rancheria and Hotel on Sunday, April 9th. Few have made such an impact in the music world with so much substance, so little hoopla. From success with Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers to a solo career, Michael McDonald's music is a standout. With Michael McDonald playing old and new favorites. His sultry vocals and stylings take the stage April 9th at Dalton Town Hall in the Jackson Rancheria Casino. From comedy to country, classic rock to international superstars, this is where you'll find it. Get tickets to see Michael McDonald on April 9th online at Ticketmaster.com or at the Jackson Rancheria box office. Jackson Rancheria Casino and Hotel, where friendship is the largest jackpot.
Every year, OSH holds a how-to fair to help Californians take the first step in doing projects themselves. But this year is different. It's our 75th anniversary, and to help celebrate, we're having our best how-to fair ever. With over 400 product exhibits and over 40 how-to demos, you'll see everything from drywall repair to landscape lighting. There'll be home improvement celebrities on hand, like Pat Simpson, host of HGTV's Before and After and Fix It Up shows, plus a free booklet with hundreds of money-saving offers. There's fun and prizes for the entire family, but most important... Excuse me for a second. There, that should do it. Most important, you'll learn how to do things yourself. The Osh How To Fair, Saturday, March 4th and Sunday, March 5th at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days with free parking and admission. For more information, visit osh.com.
Seriously interested in purchasing or refinancing residential real estate? Deal with a lender you can trust. Call First California Mortgage Company, 1-877-885-3262. Complete your loan application and you'll get a free copy of Ray Brown's Mortgages for Dummies.
Good morning, everyone. Gary Allen coming to you live from the studios of KNBR 680 San Francisco. Joining me on the program this morning and actually in studio is Justin Kitch. He is the co-founder of Homestead Technologies. He's also the CEO of the company. Justin, thanks very much for coming in on a Saturday morning, and thanks for sharing part of it.
Hey, my pleasure, Gary. Good to be here.
The interesting thing about this is we always have CEOs come on every once in a while and talk about what it's about, what it's like to be a CEO. But let's start first of all with the company and Homestead Technologies. I'd obviously had heard about it previously, but for a lot of people, maybe they haven't heard. What is Homestead Technologies, and what is it all about?
Homestead was one of the early dot-com companies. We started back in 1997, actually in my living room, essentially. And what we provided,
not a garage startup.
Not
it was
a garage,
the living room setup.
I rented a house with four other people, so I wasn't allowed to use the garage. I had to sort of just grab a little piece of the living room. And we essentially were trying to provide a simple way for anybody to create a web presence or a website. We thought it was too hard. We still think it's too hard to build a website, too confusing. And we wanted to make it as simple to build a website as it is to do word processing or to make a presentation with a product like PowerPoint. So we started out just trying to solve that problem, and it's actually a much more complicated problem than word processing because you have to deal with publishing files up onto the web. You have to make sure that it works with all browsers from all over the world and different languages and different countries, and you have to figure out how you can build a website even though you're not connected to the web all the time, but your website has to be up and running all the time. So we set out to solve all those problems, and here we are quite a few years later, almost, I guess 8.5, 9 years later, and we're still at it.
I was going to say, that's the interesting thing. You're one of the dot-com startups that actually survived. Now, has the business model changed over the years? I mean, because I'll go back a few years, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, I could have started Gary.com and probably got $10, $15 million and had a great time.
That's right. I guess you didn't do that.
Unfortunately, I didn't. I'm somewhat right. Kicking myself that it didn't happen because yeah. I went to a few of the parties and they were a lot of fun.
Parties were great. So our business model definitely did change. We started out being a completely free service. We decided we wanted just to have our name out there and get the service up and running. And so we launched a free service at homestead.com, and that certainly was what got our name out. And we had about 10 million websites built underneath the free homestead.com service. Then the internet bubble burst, as they say. The biggest problem for us was that we were actually making a nice profit off of our free sites, but a lot of our sponsors were going out of business. They were smaller internet companies, and they were using us to reach customers, and they all went out of business or couldn't justify paying for customers they didn't know how to make money off of.
So they didn't have a business plan, is what you're saying.
That was basically the problem. Our business plan was very solid. It was just to take the money from them. Unfortunately, when they stopped getting money, then we couldn't take the money from them. So we switched to a subscription model. That was definitely a very big transition for us, and started focusing more and more on the serious website owners, which would be nonprofit organizations and up, clubs, nonprofit organizations, and small businesses, and even larger businesses. And so that's our sweet spot today. We've been a subscription service since the end of 2001, and we've really seen some fantastic growth in the last couple of years, and we're very excited.
Which is interesting because as far as subscription sites go, they were almost unheard of when you go back to 2000, 2001.
Right.
Everybody was giving it away, and somehow they were going to make it up in volume, but that's a different show. So the point is, you early on saw the need to actually, we had to have revenue to have a real business.
That's right. I mean, I'm a kid from Kansas. I never went to business school. I just wanted to build a business, and I always thought that how could you not make money every month because you wouldn't have any money to pay people. So I essentially went into building a business thinking that I needed to be cash flow positive every month or I couldn't survive. And luckily, that was ingrained in our culture. And so we were always focused on what's the income coming in, and then we'll spend as much as we can. We'll reinvest every penny of the profits into growing the business. That's not the typical Silicon Valley startup, certainly not from the internet days. It was raise unbelievable amounts of money, spend it as quickly as you can. Don't worry about making money. Just kind of grow. And you end up with this enormous amount of red ink. And by the way, the venture capitalists own your company and someday shut it down because it's not, you know, viable.
They don't want to keep having the burn rate.
That's
just
right.
Burning them up every single month going on.
That's right.
So let's talk a little bit about the business itself then and what you actually do, this whole concept of being able to build a website. And, you know, there are so many different ways that an individual could build a website. There's so many different ways that a company could go build a website. And you see the results of it. You see some very schlocky stuff out there. You see some very good stuff out there. So let's start first off with, you know, what did you see or what was that magic light bulb moment that went off in your head that said, you know what, there needs to be a service to help people to do this?
Well, essentially what happened was we were looking at how difficult it was for us to build our own website. We actually had a different business at the time, and it was an educational software company, and we were trying to build our own website and trying to just market ourselves, and it was extremely difficult. I have a programming background. I studied computer science, and even for myself, it was not easy to build a really good-looking website that did everything that we wanted it to do. And then we would look at what was offered for a consumer or for a small business, and it was just impossible. You had to literally either know how to do programming or hire somebody for tens of thousands of dollars to build a site. And by the way, even if you could program it, you had to also be a good designer. So there were two components to it. There was the kind of technical component of it, how could you just do this technically, and there was also the graphical component of it, which is how do you make it look very nice and work very elegantly, which is also not something that you deal with in word processing, for example. Right, writing is the only skill you need.
Exactly.
But here you needed two.
It's not just the content, but you have to be able to present it well.
That's right. And we don't design, you know, most people don't design their own brochures or design their own house. They hire an architect to do that. But the problem is a website is now, and even back then we predicted that it would be the most important conduit to your customers or to your audience because it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anywhere in the world. And you can change it instantly. So there's no copies. There's no sort of, you know, even I used to use the example of the schedule for the soccer team. And the soccer team schedule sticks on the refrigerator. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, you get a new one. And you have to put that one up on the refrigerator. And then, you know, then there's a phone tree because all of a sudden the game gets rained out. And no kids know where to do. Well, with the website, you have this dynamic refrigerator, right, okay, which everybody can see all of the time. And the content can change. So the third element of a website that's so important, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, is that it can change so quickly. And the problem with hiring somebody for $10,000 to build a website is not just that you paid them $10,000, which in itself is the difficult pill to swallow.
Becomes the blood money, but we'll go from
which
there.
Which is that a week later or a month later, you want to change that site. And if, in fact, you don't change your site will die because the whole point of the website is it's dynamic and changing all the time. So if you can't change it yourself and have to pay somebody again and can't find the guy that did it or it takes 6 weeks to change it, then you do not have that sort of, you know, dynamic refrigerator or brochure or, you know, pamphlet that's changing all the time, which is frankly the real beauty and power of the web. Imagine if Yahoo or Google only changed their website every 6 weeks or every 6 months. That would be ridiculous. They change it every 6 seconds.
Exactly. Right. And so what you're saying is that, and I've read this in many places, where the typical bad website, let's call it, is essentially a billboard that never changes.
That's right, a billboard or a brochure. If you think of your website like you think about the printing that you do for your business with your business cards or your brochure, you're thinking about it all wrong. And I think many small businesses started out thinking about it that way because that was the only analog that they had. But essentially, I mean, we print our brochures once every 18 months or every year.
Sure.
And that's fine because it's a brochure. You hand it out at a conference or people who are coming to our office can take one with them and see, you know, our philosophy and vision of the company. That doesn't change very often.
Hopefully it doesn't, yeah. I mean, those are the we won't call it static, but those are the dynamic things that are pretty solid with a company.
Absolutely, and your logo and your tagline and things like that don't change. Your website should have the up-to-the-date information and should show the values and the passion and the culture of your company or your organization, and that needs to be evolving and changing all the time. And, in fact, the more you can have multiple authors, If it's an organization, the more you can allow all the members of the organization to actually contribute the content. If it's a soccer team, all of the parents should be able to contribute. Or there's three or four coaches, or, you know, all the kids can put up photos. And if it's a business, it should be multiple employees. It should be marketing. It should be sales. It should be product people. It should all be able to contribute to the content. You just can't treat that as an outsourced printing exercise or, you know, graphic exercise. It is really a very dynamic living organism that needs to have some investment in it. And so that's why we built Homestead, because we didn't think that should require one or two full-time employees, therefore costing you $100,000 a year in order to achieve that.
We're visiting this morning with Justin Kitch. He is the CEO and co-founder of Homestead Technologies. We're talking all about websites. We're going to be talking about how businesses can think about building websites, how organizations can do it, even individuals. That's one of the growing trends where you see families and even individuals and even kids putting up their own websites, which was unheard of 10 years ago. So if you'd like to call in, hey, we've got one of the experts in the industry here, the number 808-KNBR. That's 808-5627 for the alphabetically challenged on a Saturday morning. And we'll play the game. If you come up with what we think is a really interesting question, we'll give away one of those fabulous KNBR prize packages. So, guys, you can start. Go ahead and fill up the big bags, and we'll send that out later. Let's talk about this whole concept. You know, it seems pretty common thought or common theory at this point that a business now using a website, it's almost like the enhanced yellow pages of 25, 30 years ago, because if I needed a plumber, the first place that I would have turned to was the yellow pages 20 or 30 years ago. Things are changing now. I mean, the way people gather and collect information is now going more and more towards the web. Do you see that, obviously, in your business and talking to the clients that you have and what they're saying?
Absolutely. It used to be that you were a small business. Your only advertising expense that you had was the $500 a month that you paid to the Yellow Pages. Nobody could ever justify it. They'd say, I got several phone calls a month, and that was what you did for advertising. And then some people would be really bold, and they'd buy the quarter page ad in the Yellow Pages, and they'd pay $5,000 a month for that. And those companies are now seeing a lot of their margins and businesses really become threatened by the Internet, because for $5,000 a month on the Internet, you can get a lot of very measurable, quantifiable, what you call traffic. Or, you know,
and this is where they talk about the click-throughs and all
that's
these
things. That's
correct.
And it's really, you know, it is a very, very complex, convoluted process. And, in fact, it's timely that you asked me that question, because Homestead's just about to launch a new product that's all focused around helping small businesses demystify the online advertising world and understanding how you can actually drive qualified leads to your website, whether you're a restaurant or you're an online a consultant or a dentist. The web and the Internet can really be a very cost-effective way to drive visitors, mostly, by the way, I'd like to point out, because you can actually track where they're coming from and what they're doing.
Well, that's the interesting thing, because at least with the Yellow Pages or the White Pages, if I was a business owner and I put my ad in there, I knew who could potentially be looking at the phone book and where I'd place the ad. The Internet, the positive of it, of course, is the entire world can look at it. But somewhat the negative is the whole world can look at it. So how can a company, you know, and I'm not asking you to give away all your secrets today, but how can a company, in essence, develop a website and be able to promote it and get it into the right hands, if you want to call it that, so that if I'm the local florist or if I'm the local business company out here, that I'm hitting the right people, because there's so much noise out there?
You know, it's a very good question and a very hard one to answer. First of all, local businesses are way behind in benefiting on the Internet, mostly because, as you mentioned, the Internet is by definition sort of a global thing and not geographically based. However, there are a lot of services coming up that are trying to aggregate people by geography. Even, you know, Yahoo and Google and Microsoft all have local search engines that are getting much better. And in fact, I use them now all the time just to find restaurants and dry cleaners and dentists and hotels and things like that. And there are a lot of other, for example, there's lots and lots of real estate. There are a lot of real estate companies out there that are obviously focused on geography. And so those things are coming, and they will benefit the small businesses. And once again, it's very, very difficult to understand. If you're spending $100,000 a month, or, you know, Homestead spends millions of dollars advertising on the Internet, of course we understand it and figure it out, and we have many full-time people whose job it is. But if you're a smaller business that maybe has 10 employees, you don't have a full-time person whose job is to do Internet marketing.
At least you're hoping they're not surfing the Internet every day as your employee.
Right. Now, actually, I would almost predict that maybe 10 years from now, if you do have 10 employees, one of them will be dedicated to Internet marketing, because it will be that important. Because you do have one person dedicated to marketing, probably, out of 10. You probably have two or three people dedicated to marketing. I'm sure that within the next 5 or 10 years, over half of your marketing resources will be dedicated to online marketing in any business of any size. But it is a challenge, and one of the things that we're doing at Homestead is we always try to just simplify things. We call ourselves a trailing edge company. You know, a lot of people try to be bleeding edge.
Bleeding edge and all that.
We don't believe in that. We believe in letting the other people try to, you know, cut themselves on the edge of the technology and figure. We just try to wait and see what is actually going to be effective, and then we just simplify it as much as we possibly can while still retaining the power, and then that's our product. So we try to keep it as powerful as we possibly can. We reduce the 10% of the complexity you don't need, but then we try to drill it, you know, simplify it so that a small business owner who, by the way, these are not stupid people. These are very smart, passionate people, but you know what? They didn't go to school to learn computer science, and they shouldn't have to. And so we try to be the intermediary between that and to help them by just saying, here's a simple way to think about it, but here's the power that's going to help you, you know, achieve your goals.
We're visiting this morning with Justin Kitch. He's the CEO and co-founder of Homestead Technologies. We'll be going to a break here in just a minute, but I kind of want to set you up for the next segment as we go through it. I want you to think about during the break what business you're really in, because it's interesting because what you're really telling me is it's very much a service-oriented business of helping companies be able to decipher what all this technology is. So obviously you're a technology company, but you know what? I've been a big proponent of the fact that too many companies use technology to replace service. And it sounds like you've got both sides happening at the same time, which I think is really the key.
Absolutely. We think of ourselves as a service company, but we are able to deliver those services at a very low cost because of technology. So we let you do a lot of the work because we're empowering you with technological tools, but we think of ourselves as selling services. It's an interesting new model, which I think the Internet really empowers.
Which it has to do. We're visiting this morning with Justin Kitch, CEO, co-founder of Homestead Technologies. If you'd like to call in, there's some people already lining up, but if you'd like to call in, the number 808-KNBR. That's 808-5627 if you'd like to talk about websites, the technology behind it, what's happening in your business. Hey, he's not going to charge you a dime because he's working for KNBR right now. We'll be back in just a moment with more Gary Allen on Business on KNBR 680, the business and sports leader.
Catch Giants baseball right here on KNBR 680 as the Giants take on Team USA. Pregame tomorrow, 11:50.
Out of here!
Hi, Kevin from PG&E. I'm here about the water heater.
Of course. It's right down in the basement. Right this way.
That's a pretty old washer. You know, you could save energy if you replace that with an energy-efficient one.
I've had this beauty through five moves. Eureka, Fresno, Bakersfield, Ukiah, Salina. No, wait, it was Salinas, then Ukiah. My wife's from Ukiah, you know. She wanted it over there in the corner.
Really? Sir, about the washer?
Well, you know, down here in the basement, we've got a lot of old stuff. You see that roll over there? That's wallpaper.
About the washer? You can save energy.
I think it's from Guatemala or Mexico. My wife saw it in the market. Oh, I remember. No, it was in Honduras, in Tegucigalpa. She liked the name of the city, so we stayed a week there. She found this in a bazaar.
You know, I'll pay you up to $75.
To replace that old thing?
Mm-hmm.
Deal.
PG&E is giving rebates on energy-efficient appliances like washers because the future is conserving energy. Go to PGE.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Tom Shane with a word for all you guys out there who are thinking of getting engaged. I know there's a question in the back of your mind and it's practically unaskable. What if she says no? First of all, that's not going to happen. And second of all, at the Shane Company, every engagement ring we sell comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And as I said, I don't like to bring it up because you're not going to need it. You see, at Shane, we go directly to the source, cutting out the middleman, hand selecting only those diamonds that meet our rigid specifications for sparkle and brilliance. Be they princess cut, marquee, pear shape, oval, emerald, radiant, heart-shaped, or round. So put your worries aside, my friend. The moment she sees that unique diamond ring and the love in your heart, she's going to have one word for you. Yes.
He's done, but she's brilliant.
Shane Company. In Cupertino, San Mateo, Novato, and Walnut Creek. Open 7 days a week or at shaneco.com.
Team KNBR members, the start of our CompUSA road trip to sign you up for our Final Four trip has been put back to March 9th. Please visit KNBR.com on March 8th to check out the CompUSA schedule to put in your name for the big dance. You can win a trip for two with round-trip air, hotel, game tickets, and $500 cash. March Madness, coming your way from CompUSA and KNBR, the sports leader.
Life has you going every which way. That's why we're going out of our way to make things more convenient for you.
we're Firestone Complete Auto Care. Your one stop for maintenance, repairs, tires, and always great offers. Like $40 off either a set of four Bridgestone Turanza EL400 T tires or a set of Firestone FR440 tires while supplies last. $15 off when you buy two. For all the stops you make in your busy life, see the brake experts at Firestone Complete Auto Care and save $50 off premium brake service or $25 off standard brake service. And whether it's maintenance, repairs, or tires, we're even making it easy to pay. Just charge it on your no-annual-fee Firestone credit card. $40 off tires, up to $50 off expert brake service. Just a few of the values in store for you. That's complete convenience. That's Firestone Complete Auto Care. To find one near you, call 1-800-LOCATE-US. Offers available through April 1st, 2006. See store for details.
An interior design firm and a machine shop have very little in common. Interior designers don't typically handle giant pieces of steel, and a machine shop is not likely to have Persian rugs on the floor. The point is, what's right for one small business is not necessarily right for another. Introducing the new AT&T Flexible Packages for Small Business, starting at $49.99 a month. Choose one of our many options or customize one for your world, like high-speed internet and unlimited local and domestic long distance for just $94.98 a month, plus 16% off for the first 3 months. From the new AT&T, combining AT&T's passion to invent and SBC's drive to deliver, call 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to thenewatt.com. Your world, delivered.
Offer available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Promotion requires 1-year term. Taxes, other charges, and the FUSF cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 888-ATT-8339 toll-free.
From the studios of KNBR 680 San Francisco. In the studio this morning, we have Justin Kitch, CEO and co-founder of Homestead Technologies. We're talking all about websites. We're talking about website designs. I notice we've got one caller already this morning. Let's just open up the phone line and go to Vincent down in Modesto. And Vincent, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Hey, good. I'm doing good.
Excellent. What's your question?
My question is, I'm using a Yahoo shopping cart program. And it seems easy enough to use, but I'm looking for something a lot more sophisticated to run, like, multiple shopping carts through one database.
Okay, since I don't know what he's really talking about, Justin, maybe you ought to handle this question.
No problem, Vincent. I don't know. I'm going to be accused of shamelessly plugging my own product here, but Homestead sells a product called a Storefront, which is designed for e-commerce providers, people who are trying to sell quite sophisticated stores. Some of the clients include people like BMW and Volkswagen actually build their stores off of it, so it can be quite complex. You can access that at just by going to www.homestead.com or going to storefront.homestead.com. Also, you could look at one that eBay has called eBay Pro Stores. It's actually the same technology underneath, so I would point you to either of those two if you're looking for something more powerful. Yahoo Shopping is going to be a nice starting way for you to get started and get kind of a taste of what it's like to do e-commerce, but it's not going to give you the sort of power of building your own store, your own destination with your own brand. It's going to feel more like you're just sort of selling some products up on Yahoo's site.
So what it sounds like, what you're telling me is that this e-commerce site where it's almost like with training wheels, it's kind of like almost being listed on eBay, and you're saying you can go to the next level, which is a different type of service.
That's right. The big difference is whether or not you just want to think of it as product-based or product-centric, where you're selling some products, and each of those products lives almost independently in a directory, like at eBay. For example, at eBay, you don't search for Justin's shoes. You just search for shoes, and then you might find Justin and Jill and all of us selling shoes. If you go to the next level up where you're actually building your own store with your own destination, it has its own web address, like justinsshoes.com, and when you go there, it will be all designed. It will be my site, my store, and it will only sell my shoes. So you're now not only are you don't have your other competitors listed right next to you who might be trying to underprice you, but you can merchandise and sell them socks with the shoes and sell them clothes and sports bags and things like that. It also has lots of much more powerful features like inventory control. You can list at eBay or shopping.com or Yahoo Shopping, but you become this, your store is sort of the central database of the products, and then you decide how many of those products you want to list in an auction format or in a fixed price format, how many of them you want. You could actually list them on Amazon. You can do lots of things, but it's almost like you're running a real physical storefront when you go to the next level.
Gotcha. Let's move right along. Let's go to Tom in Walnut Creek. And Tom, welcome to the program. How are you this morning? Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. What we're doing is we're setting up a business, and we want to use eBay to develop the customers and then move those customers to our website when we get our website going. And we're wondering how this strategy, if that's a good strategy to follow, if that's something you recommend.
I do think that's a good strategy to follow. What I would warn you of is not getting too hooked on eBay. A lot of customers start going to eBay and they don't actually develop any of their own marketing strategies, you know, and take the time to understand what it's really like to sell online, and they just rely on eBay to do the marketing for them. The problem with that is that eBay has all the power there. They charge you a very hefty percentage. At the end of the day, it usually comes out being about 12 or 15% when you take into account, you know, unsold listings and things like that. And they force you to use some pretty convoluted payment strategies. If you're really serious about this, I'd usually tell people, if you think you're going to sell, you know, $100,000 a year or more, that's the level where I would really encourage you not to get hooked on eBay from the beginning. Once again, I'm shamelessly plugging our store product unintentionally, but really the next level up would be the storefront product like Something at Homestead, where you're really getting a very, very powerful store. It plugs into things like QuickBooks for doing inventory control. It allows you to do lots of online marketing, keyword optimization. It lets you take real credit cards. For example, on eBay, most people only take PayPal. This allows you to have a merchant account. We actually can also sell you a merchant account for only about $20 a month.
Is your product seamless then, so people wouldn't even know I'm using it? They would just go to my web address?
That's correct. That's right. It is your website. We're just the back end. And, in fact, you do the design. And we have tens of thousands of stores designed on it, many of whom you've heard before and none of which you would know were run by our product.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go to our next caller this morning, and that's Stephen over in Atwater. And, Stephen, welcome to the program.
How are you guys doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Morning, Stephen.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I am totally a novice. I started my own business a couple years ago. It's very specific. I'm a dental laboratory owner.
Okay.
Internet advertising is the newest thing, and, you know, I do Yellow Pages, but I want to advertise my business specifically to dentists, you know. And
sure.
They do internet searches for what I do. I don't have a website. How do I get started?
Well,
boy, and let me tell you, I didn't pay this guy to call you now, Justin. Let me just put that out there.
Okay. Dial up your browser to www.homestead.com. And our packages start at about $20 a month. If we actually do have a design service that we can do for you as well, where we help you get started and customize the design, those start at $200 as a flat fee. So hopefully if that's within your budget, I encourage you to use something like that. You know, the key is going to be for you is the type of audience you're trying to attract is fairly specific in the sense that it's dentists. You might have to spend a lot more per keyword in order to attract them because it's not like you're advertising from when people search on Britney Spears. You're advertising on a very narrow term. And
you don't think there's as many people searching for dental laboratories as Britney Spears on the web?
You know,
I'm not sure about that.
I've never claimed to have my finger on the pulse of pop culture, let's put it that way, but I'm pretty sure that's a safe bet. In fact, I know that for a fact. And so you're going to end up paying a lot more, but you're going to get – the nice thing about the advertising is you can try it, and you're going to get, you know, results very soon. Even if they're not the results you wanted, you're going to know that they're working. So I wouldn't – you're probably going to be have to be willing to spend, I'd say, about $500 in your initial advertising spend in order to test that concept, and you're probably going to be spending, you know, upwards of several dollars per click in order to get the terms that you want. Or actually launching a product that does help do this sort of, you know, paid-per-click advertising, that will be out at the end of March. So you can hold on until then. We're trying to actually simplify the process so you don't have to go through all the headaches that you have to go through at Google and Yahoo today in order to achieve that.
Stephen, thanks very much for the question this morning. Justin, let's kind of walk through this process then and do this very simply. Let's say that I'm a small business owner. I am interested in starting up a website. Whatever the business isn't really that important to me for this example. What are some of the things I should think about? And you just hit upon a few of them, and that's why I wanted to ask this question of, you know, there's so many things that I could, you know, try to jam into my head and put into this project, and all of a sudden it becomes, you know, like the Manhattan Project. Let's make it simple for the average small business owner out there. What are, like, the maybe the three or four or five things to be aware of and to have some information or knowledge about in order to start this thing and not just do it for 5 months and say, you know what, this doesn't work.
Well, a couple of things. I think that's a great way to think about the problem. First of all, it's a very big deal to have a website, especially as a business owner, and you should think of it the same way you think about marketing in general. You know, there's no special marketing pill, right, where if you start a business, you can just go pay somebody to give you a lot of money.
That's like diet pills, but right. We're not going to go there.
Most of those have not worked for me. So what you need to do is think of it as a longer-term investment. The minimum time length that you should give it is a year. And you need to really believe that you're going to be investing a significant amount of money. At Homestead, it's actually not that much money. It's about $500 a year on average at Homestead. But you're going to be investing a significant amount of time, and you should invest that amount of time because you're also investing that amount of time marketing your services in other ways. I just said earlier in the program that I believe within 5 years, over half your time will be spent on internet marketing vehicles. For now, I would say it should be about a quarter or a third of your time. So if you think about how much time you spend marketing your business and you're willing to spend marketing your business, cut that by a third. That's the amount of time you should really invest in trying to build a website. And if you go in with that attitude, then you're going to understand why we've built Homestead the way that we have, because it's empowering you as the entrepreneur or as the organization owner or even club owner on the lower end of the scale to do it yourself in a way that's empowering. So we don't fish for you. We teach you how to fish. And that's really important because that fishing is your business.
That's correct.
Right? So it's not like we can't just do I don't know anything about dentist laboratories. And you shouldn't be paying me money to help you be a better dentist laboratory. You should be paying me money to help you be a better, more efficient online business or, you know, be better at leveraging online technologies to be successful in your business. So what you do when you come to Homestead is we divide you into two camps. Are you primarily selling products? We call that the storefront product, and we've already had two questions about that this morning. Or are you primarily not selling products? Most businesses, by the way, are not selling products.
It's more service-oriented.
Service-oriented, but anything, I mean, you know, dentists, any professions, any trades, any services, yoga studios, massage therapy, spas, you name it, landscapers, almost most businesses, about 80%, do not sell products as their primary thing. Restaurants do not sell products, but sometimes they want to sell you hot sauce or a T-shirt or a hat. That does not count to us as a product-centric business. We still point those people towards our basic website product and then allow them to sell a few things on the side. So that's the first.
I think Planet Hollywood learned that, by the way. They had to get the food right, too.
Not just the cool shirts. So that's the first question we always ask you. We have two separate products for that. One for called Storefront, and then the rest is called our regular QuickSite or website product. Then so let's just say you're going to go the website route. You choose a website. The first thing that we do is we ask you what type of business you are in, and we have a gallery of over 2,000 pre-designed professional websites, which we call QuickSites. And these QuickSites are not just templates or some cute graphics. It's actually a completely finished website for a restaurant or a hotel or a landscaper or a dentist or you name the business, real estate consultant, you know, mortgage broker.
I'll put you on the spot. Dental laboratory?
Oh, dental laboratory. We have quite a few dentist ones. I have to check and see if we have
just giving
dental
you a bad
laboratory
time on that one.
So we have a lot. I don't know. Yeah, we certainly don't have every. And you choose one of those as your starting point. The second thing that you do is immediately you're allowed to go in online and edit your site right there in your browser and start making some simple changes to this quick site. And after you've gotten comfortable with that, we allow you to download our more powerful product called Site Builder. And this is a downloadable, you know, client-based piece of software which works a lot like a PowerPoint-type application. And then you can really fuss and mess with every aspect of your site. Finally, we offer services on top of that to help you get started. Because, you know, it is a difficult thing to do, and we have designers on staff to customize things to fit your logo, to help you build a logo, design a logo, to help with deciding what pages to have, et cetera, et cetera.
We're visiting this morning with Justin Kitch, the CEO and co-founder of Homestead Technologies, and we'll be back in just a moment with more Gary Allen on Business on KNBR 680, the business and sports leader.
Have you watched your adjustable rate mortgage go up every month lately? Or maybe you set up a 3 or 5 year fixed mortgage in the last few years and see a time bomb ticking in your future. Well, you know what? That time bomb may be 1 to 1.5% higher than today's 30 year fix. I'm Wesley Hoagland, president of Lennox Financial Mortgage. Unlock the equity in your home to pull cash out, consolidate a high rate second, or your non-deductible credit cards. We can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled in. Our 30 year fixed rates are phenomenal and they won't stay this low forever. So call us at 888-945-4105. apply. Give us 5 minutes of your time, even if you're already in the process with another company. We can run the numbers to see if we can benefit you. Whether you have perfect credit or you've had your credit ups and downs, we can still offer you no closing costs. And by the way, even if your FICO score is less than 500, we can still probably help you. Give us a call at 888-945-4105. Listen, all I'm asking for is 5 minutes of your time. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105 or visit LenoxHomeLoans.com.
Less is by the Department of Real Estate. License number 0126-8086.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here, KMBR Morning Show for Singular Wireless. Now, I'm a member of the Singular family. Why wouldn't I be? They're the best. That's right. A leading research company, an independent leading research company, has concluded that Singular is the most reliable network in the Bay Area. You believe there are research companies that figure these things out? There are research companies that devote their time to figuring these things out. Well, you reap the benefits because now you know that there are fewer dropped calls from Singular than Sprint or Verizon. $275 million to install 200 new cell sites in the Bay Area alone so that you have fewer dropped calls than Sprint or Verizon. It's their promise to improve your wireless experience every day. They deliver. Do what I did. See my friends at Singular. Visit them online at singular.com for phones, features, and a location near you. Remember, Singular is always raising the bar.
Certain restrictions and other charges apply. See website for complete details. Offer available after a $50 mail-in rebate and a 2-year service agreement.
Sports Phone 680 with Damon Bruce.
If I was ever going to set anybody's gaydar off, it would have been yesterday. I'm way too fat for that to ever happen. But yesterday, boy, I was all made up and makeup and fresh from a photo shoot and a shoe shine. And nobody going to break my stride.
Weeknights, 7 to 10 p.m.
Nobody going to hold me down.
On KNBR 680.
Oh, no. Got to keep on moving.
The sports leader.
Good morning again, everyone. Gary Allen coming to you live from the studios of KNBR 680 San Francisco, high above the streets. You're not going to turn that dial this morning because you know why. We've got Giants spring training baseball coming up at 11:50, Giants and Cubs from Scottsdale. And, of course, at 11 o'clock up next, the great Ray Woodson is in the house. I've seen him warming up in the bullpen, so we'll be looking forward to Ray Woodson on the air. And for the next about 6-7 minutes here, we are in the home stretch. We're visiting this morning with Justin Kitch. He is the CEO and co-founder of Homestead Technologies, trying to give us a better understanding of, you know, what's going on with the Internet as far as websites and all those types of things. No more calls at this point. We'll take one more and go from there. Let's go to John on a cell phone. And, John, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I wanted to thank you guys. This is a very very interesting show today. So
thank you.
My question is, he mentioned it a little bit. I actually own a ice cream shop, and I have a
ice cream.
Yeah.
had to say that.
everyone likes that. And I was interested, he mentioned that you can pay for clicks or things like that, to drive traffic to my website. I was wondering if he could elaborate on that a little bit, because I am starting to move from Yellow Pages and whatnot to the web. I think it's been 10 years and won't even have a Yellow Pages. But I was wondering if he could give me a little bit more information than that.
What is the whole thing about clicks and how do you drive people and how's all that measured? All in about 2 minutes.
Well, it is a complicated topic, so I probably can't give you all the details in just a couple minutes. But essentially what happens is, first of all, you need a website, and you need to have that website working for you. You can't just think of it as a Yellow Pages ad. It needs to be more of this sort of online dynamic marketing tool for you. And then once you have that up and running and you've promoted it within your shop, and you can do that in easy ways, like by just putting signs around your store and telling people that there are online deals available. So you just start to drive a little bit of awareness from your existing customers. Then I would encourage you to start trying to drive new awareness. And you can do that either by advertising traditionally in local newspapers and just putting the web address on the bottom of the advertisement. That certainly works actually very well, because it's something that they can immediately go look at when they read the paper. But you also can start buying clicks, and you can do that in local, I assume you're a local shop, since you're selling ice cream. I imagine it would probably melt in the mail. So Instead, what you
do. Very astute there, by
that's
the way.
That's why I have. That's why I'm a high level businessman.
That Stanford degree is helping out, isn't it?
You know, they teach you a lot of interesting stuff over there. So I would encourage you to just start. Put your toe in the water with a couple of local search engines. You can go to Yahoo Local or Google Local, and even some local ones. I assume you're in the Bay Area somewhere. There's a couple of local ones just within the Bay Area, and you can purchase clicks at usually it's around $1.50 per click, and they will just guarantee you that someone will visit your site from their site, and you can get information about that and see what they actually ended up doing as to whether or not they, in your case, probably redeemed a coupon. That's usually how you track it. So you offer some coupons online, you put a special code on the coupon, or they have to print it out, or they have to ask you for a special deal, and then when they come into your shop, you know that they came from that source because you've tracked them through that coupon.
Makes good sense. John, thanks very much. An excellent call this morning. We're running up to the end of the hour here. We've got about 2 to 3 minutes left. So first minute, what I'd like you to do is to give us a little bit of the 30 seconds about what Homestead Technology is about. And then in that last minute, I want you to do something that the lines will all light up. We're going to talk about giving something away. But first, let's talk a little bit about Homestead Technologies and what the company's about as far as being the CEO. What's the positives, the negatives, the good things, the bad things, and where are you going from here?
Well, to me, Homestead is an extension of just my love for building things. I love to build products. I've come to love to build companies and to build our company and employ people. That's really wonderful and exciting. And we love taking technology, simplifying it, and giving it to people who need it. And we believe that small businesses are really threatened by the internet, and they should be empowered by it. And there are not enough companies out there trying to level the playing field and empower the little businesses, and what I believe is one of the beautiful things about this country. I don't want to walk down the street in my hometown of Wichita, Kansas, and see the same stores that I see here in Palo Alto or in San Francisco. And that's starting to happen. A lot of big boxes
Absolutely.
Are coming in. And the internet and other technologies are really not doing what they were supposed to do. And so Homestead's dedicated to helping those people leverage the technologies. And so in the future, we're going to continue to do that. Obviously, search engine marketing and other types of online marketing is going to be a focus of ours, but we have lots and lots of other ideas of how to empower small businesses, medium-sized businesses with technology. And so that's what we're going to continue doing. And honestly, it's really a lot of fun.
It's been fun having you on the program this morning, and this will also be the fun part. We've got lots of listeners out there this morning, and I already know some of them are getting ready with a speed dial, but let's talk a little bit. You said off the air that, hey, let's spread some of this commerce around a little bit, and we'd be glad to give something away. So for our listeners this morning, what's some of the things that you could do for us this morning as far as helping some of the folks out there?
Well, we'll be happy to give away our standard website package, which is called a gold package. That's about $250 a year or $20 a month. And then on top of that, we'll give away one of our custom design packages, which also runs a few $100. So we'll put those together into a bundle, give you the first year for free, so around $500 for a website. And within less than a month, probably within a couple weeks, you'll have your site up and running, and trust me, you'll be excited about it.
So let's go ahead and at least give some of the people that don't have the speed dial on KNBR going here. Let's go for caller number 30 for the Homestead Technologies package for the free website for a year. So let's make that caller number 30, 808-KNBR. That's 808-5627 for the alphabetically challenged. Justin, thanks very much for sharing part of your Saturday morning with us, and love to have you back on the program sometime soon.
Thanks, Gary. I really enjoyed it.
Folks, that's the end of the program. Remember to call in. Number 30, caller 30, wins that fabulous package from Homestead Technologies. And we'll be back next week. And guess what? Who's in the house? The amazing, the great Ray Woodson, warming up in the bullpen in Giants baseball right after that. Have fun. Bye-bye.